Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm here with my Friends fan extraordinaire, Jackie.
Oh, I'm an extraordinaire now. Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez.
Yeah, and so here we are. We are on the 139th episode, the one where Ross dates a student. Season 6, episode 18, it premiered on March 9th, 2000, with 20.52 million viewers, so a bit of a dip from last time. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yes, so Joey tries to use Chandler's connection for an audition of an Al Pacino movie. Rachel and Phoebe are unhoused after a fire in their apartment, and Ross considers dating a student after finals. What is up with Ross dating a student?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like he was desperate at this point because he walks into the apartment. He says he got professor reviews, and somebody called him hottie of the paleontology department. And so he kind of wanted to find out who that was. So I feel like at that point when he met who that girl was, he was like, okay, she's cute, I'll go out with her. But I think it was just out of like kind of desperation, because if you saw when they were talking in the hallway, when he was putting up the grades, it was almost like he was like, what time, like, when are you ready? You
know, exactly.
Like, he didn't even like give thoughts.
She's very forward too. And it's and I don't know, it's just, and maybe again, this is a sign of the times, like back then, you know, like the forwardness and just putting that storyline out there like that, you know, like, whereas nowadays, obviously it's, you know, it's looked at differently, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, she is 20 and he's probably like in his 30s. And so, but the fact that it was the student and the teacher and all that. And so it just was not as like looked down upon as it was here nowadays. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So the girl that Ross starts dating, or the hottie girl, is her name is Elizabeth, but her real name is Alexandra Holden, and she has acting credits, the most recent one being from 2014, but she hasn't acted since then, according to her Wikipedia or anything like that. So she acted, and not, you know, now I don't know where she's at. But anyway, so
she has such a baby face too. Like, she's supposed to look like young. She's 20 years old, but she looks like she's like 16, you know? I'm just like, oh, this is very creeptastic of Ross. I have to say it. This is creepy of Ross. The only thing that good comes out of the storyline is who her dad turns out to be, which you'll see in a few episodes. But still, it's like, no, don't go here. And Ross is, like you said, sounds desperate in this moment.
Yeah, and so at that point, you know, Ross starts seeing some of his colleagues, and he realizes, you know, that he could get in trouble. So he tries to hide the relationship from them, and he like ducks at the coffee house, and he, you know, shoves her into like an alley when he sees another professor. And she's like, you know, if you don't want to be seen with me, that's okay. And she's like, you know what? You're right. Like, I need to stand up for us. And so he actually goes up to the table of professors at Central Perk, and he says, this is, you know, my date, and she's a student, and we are dating. And they're like, wow, you're gonna get so fired. And at that point, he realizes, you know, okay, maybe this isn't a good idea, but he still continues to date her
anyway. Because it's forbidden. Like, they like that it's forbidden.
Yeah, they think it, and yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, and then he says she's an old soul, and that they connect and they have a good time. And I'm like,
yeah,
oof. But the fact that, you know, it's the relationship between a former student and a teacher, you know, like, even though there is, you know, like 20 something year olds that do date older people, but it's not in a sense of where they met, you know, in college. So
yeah, I mean, it's just
strange.
It's strange, but I mean, I guess it happens. So
yeah.
So another thing that is kind of strange is that the ask that Joey does to Chandler. So I was going to say Joey.
That's a new nickname for them.
Joey, I forget how it starts out, but basically Chandler has an old classmate who's directing an Al Pacino movie. And Joey is begging Chandler for the audition. I don't remember if Joey brings up the fact that there's a big Al Pacino movie and he wants to audition for, and Chandler remembers that an old classmate is directing that, or I don't know. I forget like how that's brought up.
I think Joey goes up to Chandler and says, hey, don't you know so-and-so?
Okay. So yeah, at that point, you know, Chandler ends up knowing the director of the upcoming Al Pacino movie, and Joey begs for an audition. And so I think Chandler really went out of his way for his friend. Like, what would he do if a friend, you know, said, get me a job, or, you know, talk to this person that you haven't talked to in forever and get me a hookup to somebody?
Well, and that happens too with our line of work, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, like, because we do know publicists that know these artists and all that stuff, but, you know, like, whatever, if I don't, my close friends wouldn't ask me that either, because they know, like, if I talk to them about, like, work and how it works and how, you know, your relationships with your publicists and all that stuff, they wouldn't ask me for that. So if it was like a close friend, I've never had that situation before. But if it's like a friend of a friend, you know, I'm just kind of like, well, I kind of just brush it off. You know, nobody has been that persistent in asking me for a favor in that sense, because they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't, you know? And it's like, well, I'll see how it goes. But, you know, I'm honest with my friends too. Like, if they did ask, like, I'm honest and tell them, well, I'm not sure if I could, because, you know, it's kind of like scratch my back, you scratch yours. But if I haven't talked to this person, I'm not sure if our relationship is there, you know? And so it is awkward, and it is nice for Chandler to go out like he did for Joey. But I mean, I think it's kind of rude of Joey to ask that of Chandler, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I have been very grateful, and I did have one, you know, person help me mm-hmm. get an internship, and he didn't even know who I was. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I do feel it's weird when random people go up to you that you don't know, or like, oh, my friend mm-hmm. wants to do this, can you help my friend out? And I've never met the friend. And
I'm like, you have to feel them out first. It's like one thing when it's like, oh, get us concert tickets to Staples Center. You know, it's like, it's another thing when it's a job, it's your name on the line. Job, actually, I have helped, and she's still employed here. But, you know, like, but as far as an ask for a Staples Center, like, ticket thing, it's like nobody else. But.
So Chandler's a very good friend for doing this. A great friend. He's very loyal. So he ends up going to her, going with that classmate, the old classmate. He goes to coffee with her. And she brings up the fact that somebody, you know, an old classmate wanted to edit the movie. And she's like, wait, I haven't talked to this person
in 10 years.
And now he comes up to me and asks for a favor. No, thank you. And he kind of gets turned off by that, you know, so he feels like he has to go to dinner with her to ask for the favor. And at that point, you know, she feels comfortable fulfilling a favor for Chandler, but Chandler kind of is weird. He asks for the favor, and then he just like blows her off.
Yes, he walks in. Did you notice that he left before the check came and the check went on the table?
Yes, of course. That was like really weird. Like, Chandler played it off so weird. And Joey ends up missing the audition because he forgets it's Thursday.
The one part of this episode that I loved, because again, these episodes aren't too great. Joey's reasoning behind days of the week. It was hilarious. Like Monday, how do we say it verbatim? But like it was like Tuesday, Wednesday, what? Thursday, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And when they were in the apartment, did you notice the sign that said 5-car Charlie pays 5-1?
What?
In the kitchen. So I've never seen that before. And it really stood out to me because it was in the kitchen above kind of the stove area. And it was just there. And so it really caught my eye because it always
is that a poker reference?
It's blackjack. So it's possibly referring to a rule in blackjack. But apparently it first appeared in season 4 in the one with all the wedding dresses on the wall between the front door and the fridge. And then it moved to the wall above the sink in the one where Ross hugs Rachel. And then it moved to the wall on the other side. Like, it's everywhere. So I don't know why that's there. I mean, but didn't they play poker?
Every single. Well, they not every single day.
Behind the scenes,
they
had lunch every day.
They did. They played poker to get to know each other.
So maybe that's like a reference to like the behind the scenes. But
yeah, maybe it's like an inside joke.
Yeah, so it was, I definitely noticed that. That's just a side point of it. But yeah, I did think it was weird that Chandler, you know, well, I guess it's weird that Joey asked for that favor.
Mm-hmm. And so the way that Joey remembers, I looked it up because I wanted to say it verbatim. The way that Joey remembers the days. Yeah, so Tuesday, Thursday. Look, if you need help remembering, just think of it like this. The third day is Thursday, all right? Monday, one day. Tuesday, 2 day. Wednesday, what? Huh? Thursday, the third day.
That's really random. That takes more time to remember.
I know.
But sometimes it's sometimes when I spell out days of the week, like Wednesday, I do have to say like Wednesday sometimes. Typically Wednesday. Not anymore. Like I'm okay.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, but no, I know. I mean, it is weird to have to remember it that way.
Yeah, it was strange. It was cute though.
It was cute, but let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fire in Rachel and Phoebe's apartment.
Oh, okay.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So a catastrophic event happened in Phoebe's apartment and Rachel's apartment as well. And there was a fire. And so they find out when they're in Monica's apartment and Rachel wants to check the voicemails. And she finds out that there's a voicemail from the fire department saying that there was a fire at their place. Mm-hmm. And they go down to the apartment and Rachel thinks the fireman is hitting on her when he asks her if she has a place to like live. And I was like, what? Like, why would somebody think you're hitting on them? You know,
They're cute.
So they think it's a candle. And Phoebe said she lit a candle for incense. Mm-hmm. But later on, it ends up being that it was a curling iron.
Yes. Yes. And then, they asked her, do you have a place to stay? So then Rachel goes back to her old apartment, to Monica and Chandler's apartment. And then Phoebe goes with Joey because conveniently Joey doesn't have a roommate right now. So they split. And there's a very big difference between...
Because there's only one bed in Monica's apartment.
Yes. And there's a very big difference between staying at Monica's apartment and then staying at Joey's apartment.
Yes. So Monica's apartment, it looks very comforting, very hospitable, but too hospitable.
Yeah.
And so Joey's more like carefree, you know.
Carefree and messy. So
it's like, at this point, do you want messy and no rules or rules and clean?
I don't know which one I would choose. I don't like mess. So I think I would stay at Monica's, rules and clean. And I love baked cookies. Like I love, you know, like the smell of the pie or whatever.
Over the sink.
I know that's a little strange, but you know, it's funny though. It's like, I thought it was also kind of strange how, you know, when Rachel, so when Rachel returned, so then when they found out that it was Rachel who lit the apartment on fire, they switched. And so when Rachel was there, though, like she used to live in that room. So it's like she's returning to her apartment, but yet it's like a whole different thing. So she knows how Monica is already. So the fact that Phoebe, like, you know, but Phoebe also lived with Monica before, too. So it's like, don't you know this already? Like how it's going to be, you know?
Yeah. I think at that point they were just intrigued by how the room looked because it was very.
It did. Yeah. It used to be pink.
Yeah, and then there was like orchids at the foot of the bed. So
yeah, everywhere. It looked really nice. Like a nice bed and breakfast.
Yeah. So at that point, you know, they realize that, you know, Rachel realizes living at Monica isn't all that great.
Yeah.
So when they find out that it's the curling iron, Phoebe kind of kicks her out of Monica's apartment and Rachel has to go live with Joey.
Yeah.
And Rachel has Joey call Phoebe and say it was actually the incense, you know, it was actually the candle. And Phoebe realizes that she's being manipulated, pranked by Joey to try to get back for Rachel to try to get back into the apartment so Phoebe can go back to Joey's apartment.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it doesn't work out. And Rachel stays with Joey and Phoebe stays with Monica. So now we have a whole new living situation for a few more episodes because they have to fix the apartment and for Phoebe. So
yeah. And if we remember, in previous episodes, we found out that Phoebe used to live with Monica.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's interesting how, you know,
it's different now.
Yeah, and you also, I guess you wonder if they both at this point forgot that Monica's a little crazy clean. And it's funny that Phoebe goes into Joey's apartment and Chandler's in there. And she's like, Monica's looking for you. She meant something about crumbs. And he's like, oh, no, and he like runs away. Yeah, so I thought that was funny.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this is another episode that nothing moves along. It just kind of sort of happens. Mm-hmm. You don't really, I mean, we have a new relationship with Elizabeth and Ross, and that's about it. But again, like,
I never skip this episode.
Yeah, I never thought that Elizabeth and Ross are going to go for the long haul. It just kind of just seems like another one of the relationships that they're all going through, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Joey needs a new fridge, and Phoebe, Monica, and Chandler try to set up Rachel with a date. If you like us, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on our Instagram.
Bye.
See you guys.